Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We've had a terror incident take place in Berlin tonight. Hundreds of people enjoying the last part of the Christmas season, getting their shopping done at a Christmas market. They have a lot of these things. For all of us, maybe like, you know, like you have a local market, you have your farmer's market, you have some other stuff where people sell, you know, like a swap meet, these kind of things. This kind of thing, it happens later at night and towards the end of the year when Christmas gets close in many of these European countries. Stores stay open longer. They have these kind of things. Lo and behold, a giant 18-wheel truck, or as they call them, a lorry in England, smashes through, killing so far 9, wounding 50-plus. Doesn't seem to be any doubt in anybody's mind this was an act of terror. A similar situation that took place in Nice in July when 89 people were killed by a crazed Islamic terrorist driving a giant truck through a crowded people as they enjoyed their big celebrations over there. And a horrific incident again tonight. It's like I'm always amazed that it doesn't happen more often, especially with these lone wolves. It doesn't take a lot. One car. I mean, think about that for a second. One car could take out 15, 20 people, 30 people, depending on how fast somebody reacts and is able to get to them. So if you think about it, then having an 18-wheeler, the fact that only 9 people are dead and, you know, 50 are wounded, and that number, again, may climb. But just understanding that, it's you know, it's amazing that it doesn't happen more often. It really is. It's disgusting what took place, and, you know, it's a culture war, and it's a war that the Western European nations are fighting right now, and we're slowly but surely fighting it, and I don't think we're doing a good job, and part of that is because we've become kind of candy ass about it and kind of have made ourselves politically correct, and that we'll open our arms up to everybody, no matter what your customs and ways are. And don't worry, you can live your life the way you want to live it. We'll all change for you. Well, no, sorry. It's not the way it works. And I think the more that we are honest about it, the better it's going to be. That right there is true. The more that we're honest about this, the better it's going to be. Honesty should be what's for dinner. Speaking of honesty, Trump won again today. Well, I thought he won in November. Yeah, he won again today. So he won everything that he needed to win on that November Tuesday, the 8th. And then he had to re-win today, if you will, again, because the votes that were already counted, the Electoral College had to make it real. They had to say, all right, vote for Trump. People were, you know, there cheering, and a lot of people were there booing. Some people were apoplectic. The money that the Democrats spent, and it was a lot of cash, the money that they spent trying to get these Electoral College voters to change their mind was, I don't know how many millions. From the Jill Stein incident when she wanted recounts and revotes everywhere to the, you know, the PSAs and trying to do all they can to sway the hearts and the minds of these voters. You got to sway the hearts and the minds of voters. It didn't work. It never was going to work. In fact, more people jumped ship in Washington than elsewhere. But they didn't jump away from Donald. They jumped away from Hillary. Think about that for a second. And while she won the popular vote, really all she did was win one state. She won one state. She won California, a state which, by the way, I think Donald got near 5 million votes in. And he never came. I don't remember him coming here once, maybe twice, if that. I don't remember coming here at all. He went to New York because that's his home and he's always there. But I don't remember him coming because he knew he had no chance. The Electoral College was set up for a lot of reasons. One, so we didn't put crazy, lunatic, insane people in there as a joke where people were drunk at night and, oh, everybody voted for somebody. But it was also so regions couldn't influence a nation. If it's up to California, every state would be like California. If it's up to New York, every state would be like New York. And our whole country would be this way. But other people have said, look, he won, what, 30 states? And if you take away California alone, just take away California, he wins the popular vote by 1.5 million. So one state, that's it. But he knew what he had to do, and he did it. Now, Producer Phil, you said you think it's December 9th when Biden has to formally read the... January 9th? So January 9th, he's got to read it.
That's going to kill him.
Donald Trump is a winner. I think he'll sound a little bit like that. He'll probably think, son of a bitch, I probably could have won this thing. Ugh. But it's over now. So the people that feel that their lives are going to come to an end because Donald Trump is now president, it's over with now. It is. I mean, there's nothing else that's going to happen. It's done. There's no coming back. There's no tomorrow. You know, we're going to find it's over with. It's it. It's done. It's boom. You're done now. So now you got to move on with your life. I love the fact that they freak out over this stuff. I do. I love the fact that they can't handle themselves in situations like this. I don't know why I get so much pleasure from it. I don't. But there's something in my heart that makes me laugh a little bit when I see, you know, a 21-year-old kid sobbing on the side of the road because so-and-so, you know, thinks that their world's coming to an end. And I maybe it's wrong. Maybe I'm a jerk. Oh, wait, I am a jerk. But maybe it's just kind of funny. You know, it's ridiculous, right? Again, I have never in my life have felt so passionate about something as to do what a lot of these kids are doing. And unless who are the kids, adults? These are some of the grown-ass people who are terrified. God, you see that thing a couple weeks ago? Was it a week ago when Hillary walks into, like, I don't know, where she walked in and people were just in tears and hysterics? You hear about people wandering the woods looking for her because they think they're going to find her on a walk? Like, what's wrong with you people? She had a chance. She blew it. If anybody, let me tell you, if anybody should be absolutely pissed off, if anybody should be angry as hell, if anybody should be apoplectic towards Hillary, it is President Obama. Because he tried to do everything he possibly could, and she jacked the pooch. She did. She flubbed it in prime time. And guess what? Because of that, every legacy he's got out there is going to be dismantled in the next 120 days. It's going to be yanked apart. It's going to be just, there's going to be an autopsy, and they're going to throw it away, and we're going to pretend like it never happened. They're going to bury it. After they burn it, they're going to take each one of those things to four different corners of the earth and not tell anybody where they are. Osama bin Laden is more likely to be found comparatively to this stuff. And they buried him in a nondescript ocean. If anybody should be pissed, it's him. Because she couldn't carry it. It's like being it's like you go in there, you're a pitcher, you pitch 8 strong innings. Your team's only giving you 1 or 2 runs, but man, you shut them down to 2 hits. Got a smile on your face because you're coming out, your closer's coming in. And boom, your closer sucks, and you lose the game. And all that work for nothing. Yeah, if anybody should be pissed, it's him. So if you're thinking about losing it, if you're thinking about freaking out, if you're thinking about running away and crying or doing whatever it is you want to do, now is the perfect time to do it this holiday season. Because today, it's official. And I love how more people have jumped ship off her to elsewhere, whether it be Colin Powell or John Kasich. That's hilarious. That's absolutely hilarious. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Tweet the show. Somebody just tweeted me. At the only trauma. It's okay, at Chad Benson Show. Donald Trump will be impeached within a year for corruption, lying to Congress, or grabbing his secretary by the whoop. No, I don't think so, kids. And by the way, every one of those things is what every politician has ever done, ever. So in, they're not going anywhere. I don't think he is. Text the show, 323-538-2423. I'm going to tell you the psyche of buying presents and why people don't like some of the gifts that you give this holiday season. We get a lot of gift giving now. Get ready for it, kids. Chad Benson Show.
Like the Christmas tree, where we go out and we chop down a tree and we put it in our living room. Kind of sounds like the behavior of a drunk man, really. Some woman wakes up.
Honey, why is there a pine tree in our living room?
I like it. We're gonna decorate it for Jesus.
That is kind of funny. Jim Gaffigan there. I love Gaffigan. You know what? There's a study out right now talking about how you can give better gifts to help you give better gifts. This is the time of the year that we all give gifts. So you can celebrate Hanukkah. Maybe some of you like me have a birthday. Obviously Christmas is coming. This is a year, you know, this is the time of year when you give gifts. And as we all know, giving gifts can be tough. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we're so lazy, right? Like, okay, I'm going to, because you, who knows you better than you is the way that people look at you. So you, I'm going to get you a card to Amazon and you can go buy something on there. Right? That's the ultimate in laziness. But every once in a while, you will have that adventurous parent, girlfriend, husband, wife, cousin, brother, who will decide to venture out, grandma, grandpa, into purchasing something for you. And they're taking a risk here, kids. They're going for it. They're going to try something. And God knows they get you bad stuff. They do. They do. Clothes are horrible. Isn't that right, Mr. Gaffigan?
I got a robe for Christmas. I remember looking at the robe thinking, wow, I hope I get the flu so I can wear it. I mean, who has the time to enjoy a robe? What, are we about to shoot a porno? It's a weird piece of clothing. How'd we even come up with the robe with some guy? Hey, I got an idea. How about we make a coat out of a towel? And there could be a belt that goes around and you could dunk the belt in the toilet.
Every one of us has, you know, but, like Christmas, you know, we're trying to figure out what to get Jack, and I can't say what I got Jack because he's wandering around here today, but, you know, it's like... we were talking about today, it's like, do you get socks and underwear? As a kid, you hated socks and underwear. As an adult, the other night, I'm looking around. I'm like, man, I hope somebody got me socks for Christmas because I can't find socks. Like, I can't find socks. So I hope somebody got me socks. Socks would be great. Socks. Givers primarily focus on the moment of the exchange, one writer and researcher said. Recipients instead mostly focus on how valuable a gift will be throughout their ownership of it. Givers receives and receivers have different perspectives on what makes the gift valuable. Meaning, if you give somebody a crappy gift, even if it costs a lot of money and they're never going to use it, it doesn't matter, right? Because they're thinking about it long term, right? I love, what was it, Wayne's World, when Stacy, his girlfriend, got him a gun rack. And as Wayne says, oh, a gun rack. I don't even have a gun, let alone guns to necessitate a gun rack. So while it might have cost her some money, there's no need for it. So you've got to figure out what to do. And to this day, we shouldn't give clothes unless you really know the person. Right, Jim Gaffigan?
It is fun getting those gifts. Huh? It can be hard to give a gift. It's a gamble. You know, It's hard. I can't believe we're still giving clothing as a gift. Because wherever you get clothing as a present, you always open it up and you think, not even close. And the person that gives it's always like, you can take it back if you don't like it. That's right, I'll just throw it out.
It's true, though. So you got to be careful in what you give. This year, here's the 2000 holiday winter, as they put this on here. I'm going to say Christmas gift list and the biggest request. Number one request is, what do you think, people? It's gift cards by a large money. Almost 70% of people say they want gift cards because you know you better than anybody else, right? Clothing and clothing accessories, but those are specifics. You tell so-and-so, I want this. Books, CDs, DVDs, videos. Where would you get a video? Do you have a time machine to go get a video? Jewelry, precious metals, home decor, personal care, beauty items, sporting goods, leisure items, home improvement, and other. Gift cards are number one. Because in the end, it's so much easier, right? Just to give a gift card, but it's probably safer too. Look, every one of us has a we've made a faux pas in giving gifts. And we've also done something where we've thought something out and we've given somebody a really cool gift and it's worked out great. But for every one of those great opportunities that we've put together, you know, like my friend one year got me a Menudo lunch pail with my face on it. Long before you can do what you do now. It was amazing. How he did it, I don't know. So I had a Menudo lunch pail and I had replaced Ricky Martin in the band. This is back when Ricky was still a kid. It was hilarious. But one year he gave me a baby in a walnut. It was a little itty bitty walnut with a baby in it. It was creepy. It's a hit or miss. It is so creepy. And the baby had fangs and red eyes. I don't know what it's about. Creepy. But for every great things that you've done, I gave my mother one year, because she loves Winnie the Pooh. I was in a store in England, and I found original Winnie the Pooh sketches for virtually nothing. It was the greatest gift ever. But I've given her some bad stuff, too. And trust me, she remembers that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Text the show, 323-438-52. Was it? What is it? I don't even know anymore. 2423? Screw it. Don't even text me. I don't care. I give up.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Spending more or less this Christmas. I'm spending less. You know, things is tight, you know. But, you know, it's long as I can be with my family, that's my gift to them. Just me being there for them.
The Chad Benson Show.
Maybe they don't want you there. Oh, I'm just kidding. Slow your roll. My goodness me. Parents this year, on average, are going to spend, are you ready for this? $422 per child. Because more than half the parents report that they try to get everything on the kids' wish list. That's according to a new survey from T. Rowe Price. It's okay to splurge a little bit on holiday spending, they say, but there's a lot of pressure to do so. And let's be real. We all remember our great Christmases. We all remember Christmases that weren't so great in the sense that, you know, maybe we were really disappointed we didn't get something. But a lot of those Christmases in between, I remember a few things that I really wanted that I got. A bike was one of them. I got my Skyway, and it was the greatest thing ever. I remember that. For a lot of my Christmases as a kid, I couldn't tell you what I got. I really couldn't. I couldn't tell you the things that I got. And I think most of us are that way. You know, maybe you get a puppy or maybe you get something, you know, something that's that one-off present that you'll remember forever. But by and large, it's mostly about the emotion of the day. We just talked about the fact that the giver gets very excited and may remember something, but the receiver usually doesn't. And that's sad. Yes, I mean, you look, is Christmas commercial? It absolutely is. The reason for the season, we can talk about all those kind of things. But we love to give gifts. I love giving gifts. I can't wait. My little dude's running around here. I got to be a little quiet because I don't want him to know. But he's going to have an amazing Christmas. He is. But he's little. He has an amazing, you know, he has an amazing Monday. He has an amazing Tuesday. It is. One thing I think that we need to focus on more in this country and something that I'm trying to do more with him than anything else is not the present, but the experiences. When I look back and I remember my father, who wasn't around for most of my life, died when I was 16 years old, I remember experiences, not something he got me. I never remember something he ever got me. Now, he may have gotten me something at a place, but I remember the experience. The other day, we're talking about, you know, the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't bring their big three to play in Memphis, you know, the superstars of superstars, and LeBron James being the king, didn't show up. And I regaled the story of my mother taking me to see the New York Cosmos plays and the money she scraped together to do that. I remember that experience. I remember experiences like that. My aunt one year gave me season tickets, and I was probably 12 or 13 to go see the California Surf play indoor soccer. And I remember going to all those games with her. I remember how amazing it was. And those were experiences. And that's what I'm trying to do with Jack, is build upon experiences, because he'll keep those memories for life. Tearing through a present is a momentary thing. And we all want to be good parents. Right? All of us try to be good parents. And we think that, you know, if we get your kids this, or if we get our kid that, we all want to do that. Lord knows I do. Last year, we got Jack this really amazing present. It was an incredible present. He got a ride-around police car because he's so into SWAT and police guys and doing all these kind of things. He's so into... And we got him this amazing, you know, gift, and it was great. But the run-up to the gift was far more entertaining, because we poked and prodded him, and we did things like that. And Santa's... He told us, he called us last night just to tell us you were doing good. And he remembers that more so than the gift itself. Yes, he loves it, and he rides around on it and stuff, and it's great. But it's about the experience. And as I'm reading through this, and the fact that I think parents do, we all try to do something. They say 58% of people try to create some sort of budget during the holiday season, whether it's Hanukkah or, I don't know, if they give anything for Kwanzaa, right? I think they give, is it fruits and vegetables? Is that what you get? No, I'm serious. I think that's what you... I think it's like, and I'm not trying to be weird. I'm sure somebody's going to bitch at me or something. I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Whatever. Get over it. But, you know, or Christmas. We try to create some. Okay, I got $500. I got $1,000. I got to spend on, you know, X amount of people. You try to create something. Like when I go to my mom's house for Christmas, it is a bunch of spoiled kids who tear everything apart. And it's literally like, it's a frenzy. It's like watching sharks feed, and they destroy. And then within moments, it's over. And you're like, oh, well, that's all that was. That wasn't big. But on average, though, we way blow it. But I love the fact that experiences are better. Okay, hold on here. We got, what is it? Maz? Fruits in a bowl. These are some of the things from there. See, I wasn't lying. That's a Kwanzaa thing. So we're looking at a Kwanzaa thing. So I wasn't lying. Somebody's going to say, that was racist. You said that. It's not. It's not. But, you know, we've also gotten to the point, like, how many of you out there find it hard to shop for somebody? Because they've already bought all the things that they may want or need. Because as you become an adult, you know, it's great for kids because we can buy what we need by and large. You know, if you're blessed to be in that situation. But it's hard. That's why, like, I get excited. You know, tomorrow's my birthday. Jack's present. He's so excited to give me his present. That's an experience I will remember forever. But, you know, in real life, I don't need much. I buy what I need. If I need it, if I want it, I go buy it. And that's sad. That's why I focus on my thing is, what can I do experience-wise? And I think that's the thing that we need to look at. Because no matter what we do, it's like, and we know this with kids, right? It's never enough, right? Unfortunately, that's kind of the world we've created for ourselves. We try hard, and it's just never enough, and we want to give a little bit more, and want to give a little bit this. And you know what? As a parent, you know, sometimes there's only so much you can do. I have friends out there that are struggling this Christmas, trying to help out a little bit here and there, but it's a tough road to hoe. It's been a tough couple, you know, 6-8 years for a lot of people. Some people are just getting back on their feet and they're still struggling and stuff. But it shouldn't be about that. Create the experience. That's the thing. That's what I like to do with Jack. I love it. Like this summer, I had him for, we were out here for a week plus swimming all day. We did nothing but swim and play squirt gun fights. And it was an experience he'll remember forever. And he still talks about it to this day. He doesn't talk about the big gift I got him last year. He doesn't talk about all the toys that he's got. And that kid's got more toys than, you know, than S.A.O. Schwartz. He's got so many toys. It's experiences. And that's what we need to remember. I would rather give him a great experience than presents. And obviously, we always can't do that. We can't take him to Hawaii for a week to go swim with dolphins all the time. We can't, but it's the little things. And I think we've so gotten to this point where we hyper-focus on materialistic things. Not that it's not materialistic in a way to take a trip somewhere or do something, because it's not cheap, right? But I, like I said, I remember the things with my dad. I remember him taking to see my first hockey game. I remember him, you know, taking me to several different events that I was able to go do that he took me to far more than I remember any gift. Again, minus my bike. I remember getting my bike, but minus that, all the other things, it's like, it just, boom, it's gone in seconds. And that's why researchers are saying, you know what? Stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to figure out what's the perfect gift and create something that will have a lasting memory. And I think we need to get more and more in that situation where we create memories, because I think it's good for everybody. And if you want to buy them a gift for another trip, that's great. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to remember the trip, and that gift will be gone long before it ever gets home. Speaking of gifts, I'm going to give you a gift that will last all year, a gift that will make you feel good, a gift that will benefit you in more ways than one. As we head into this new year, and you've heard me talk about it over and over again, Superbeats is something I've been taking for a while. It has benefited me tremendously. If I feel tired, if I feel sluggish, let me tell you, I turn to Superbeats. It gives me the oomph I need to get through my day. It is absolutely incredible, and all of us have been there. We wake up in the morning with sluggish. Rather than reach for coffee, you know what? Boom, take some Superbeats. Helps your heart health, healthy blood pressure. Superbeats is going to be a catalyst for that. Subtle changes in your diet as we head into the new year, as we all know we're going to try to do something, will benefit you tremendously, and Superbeats should be top of your list. And here's something else. Afternoon, what do? Sluggish, it's 2, it's 3, or just back from lunch, I'm kind of feeling, reach for that energy drink, sugar, calories, nasty, don't do it, Superbeats. One little tablespoon, bing, bang, boom, away you go, and the feeling you will have is tremendous. And the taste is absolutely delicious. And here's the other thing, they're giving you a gift this year that is absolutely amazing. As always, you're going to get your 30-day supply free with your first order of Superbeats, plus you're going to get the book, Beat the Odds, free, but it doesn't end there. This holiday season, you're going to get a one-month supply free of Nutrient Foundation, the unique daily multivitamin, specifically, completely designed with Superbeats in mind, and it works together in conjunction with Superbeats. It's packed with 24 essential nutrients for cardiovascular support daily. That's almost a $100 gift, comes to you free. Again, we're giving you the gift of health this year. Phil, you've been taking it for longer than I have, and the money you save off of coffee and everything else is huge.
Absolutely, and it makes me feel great. And, of course, the taste is absolutely incredible.
Incredible. Get the $100 gift free. Get your free Superbeats with your first order, the 30-day supply, plus the free book and everything. Simple and easy. And one other thing, it's guaranteed your money back. Go to ChadBeats.com. That's ChadBeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. It works. It works big time. It's guaranteed. Or your money back. Go to chatbeats.com or call 800-561-2677
and order.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
I'm watching some football right now. I watched some this weekend. Phil, your team is playing currently, and there's Kirk Cousins throwing BBs. Are you feeling good about it? Last night, man, did you see any of the Cowboy game last night, Producer Phil? Because you like me.
I watched the whole game.
Tell me, though, how awesome was Ezekiel Elliott when he scored the touchdown and he jumped into the Salvation Army bucket?
That was hilarious. And apparently, donations went up today.
Yeah, donations went up. And he said, look, he told the NFL, and he told everybody, look, whatever I get fined, because he got a 15-yard penalty, because it is the no-fun league. He said, I'll match whatever it is for the Salvation Army. The NFL then came out today, right? This is only the NFL. The NFL came out today and said, we're not going to fine him. Because you're at that catch-22, right? Because they don't want to look like jerks. But, you know, I mean, he was gonna match whatever they did. The NFL has become the no-fun league. And I understand, like, last year was about the dap, right? They were dapping because, you know, what's his name? Cam Newton dapped. And, you know, even Jack likes dapping. And so, look, the kids, they do emulate some of these things. But you've taken away, we're grown men playing a sport. If you want to dance a little bit, that's fine. Where does it say you can't have fun? Like, at what point does it say, you know what, you score a touchdown. I want you to just hand the ball off to somebody, shake everybody's hands like it's the 1930s. And then go stand in your prerequisite position for the extra point. Hell no. Have some fun with it. It's entertainment. Again, grown human beings playing a child's game. Have fun with it. Don't care. Have a little style. Have a little wiggle. Have a little laugh. Look, if you want to, you know, can they go too far? Absolutely. But what I'm always amazed about is, like, I'll see a guy wipe out a quarterback, man, or somebody will lay somebody out across, you know, a big hit across the middle, and they'll do a dance, and they'll do a shake, and they'll do a shimmy, and it's like, where's the flag for that? You score a touchdown, and you do something, and you're insane. Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it. Goodness me, it's crazy. Phil, you've got the music from Green Acres. Can you fire it up for me?
Oh, I guess I could.
Oh, thanks, brother. She's dead, you know.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
No! Smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
She's dead. Uh-huh. Zsa Zsa Gabor died yesterday at the age of 99. Almost made it to 100. Green Acres was one of those shows that I used to watch as a kid when I was sick and I was home and they'd replay it in the afternoon. That's the only way I knew of Zsa Zsa Gabor. She had a sister, Eva, and another one, Magda. She, of course, was a sultry little vixen in her day. Ooh. Her day had since long gone, by the way. Married to a crazy guy who I believe made himself some sort of count or duke. Not even quite sure. But her personal life is what she was, I think, most famous for. Zsa Zsa was married numerous occasions. The most famous, I think, would probably be Conrad Hilton for 5 years. But she married Herbert Hunter, George Sanders, Jack Ryan, Frederick Prince von Anhalt is the last of her husbands. He is about 20 years her junior. She said she loved being married. I love the companionship. I love cooking for a man. Simple things like chicken soup and special Dracula's goulash from Hungary. Spending all my time with the man. Of course I love being in love, but it's a marriage that really fulfills me. But not in every case. Her husbands were plentiful. 9 of them, including an annulment from Philippe d'Alba. Frederick Prince von Anhalt. But I think she's, for this generation, you guys, a younger generation, I think the closest thing you'll remember to anything that she actually did was the slapping of the Beverly Hills Cop face. Remember that? Paul Kramer was his name. She was stopped on Olympic Boulevard. She was driving without a license and possessing what we would like to call an open container of Jack Daniels and her $215,000 Rolls Royce. She slapped him and drove away.
Oh, you gotta love it.
You do. You do. She had some issues money-wise, but you know what? All in all, if you could live to be 100 and have the colorful life that she had, how amazing would that be? People are like, it's sad she's gone. First of all, she's been gone for years. Up until yesterday, up until the report of her death, I didn't know she was alive. I thought she had passed away. But man, we would all love to live 100-plus years in mostly relatively good health in the way that she did. That's a colorful life right there. I bet she's got some stories. Not anymore, though. Not lately, because she was kind of, you know, out there. Solid fun day, kids. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, is your tweeter. You can text me, 323-538-2423. Got it right this time, 323-538-2423. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can always text me for Anthony, for the Czar, for Phil, for Scotty, for my man Jack, and of course, Phil out there. My name is Chad Benson. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.